Blog Talk Radio.
Tried to tax you on the back, then the IRS wanted in on the back. you was never down for emancipation. Just good political relations to try to make a good case for the next election. Yet Jim Crow came right back in the field, certified with a government seal. Probably tried to stand up with seal. Sadly, he thought that Jesus was real. They gave him some fake news and education for people.
Take a look at my soul. All I want to do is go. There's nothing left of me. I'm just horrid slavery. For hundred centuries, nothing left for you to hold. All I want to be is be my yard and live free.
For hundred centuries of this horrid slavery, but Yah, he is the king, and he will save me. So now I ask you, will you drop to your knees and beg Yah, please? Don't you know that Yah is coming? It's like tomorrow. I can't even tell you the time on your Audemars. Just guard your heart, baby, paw, baby, dog. Don't cry. Paparazzi never cared about them tears. No way, just spend my Yah all day resting him, just like the song say. I'm waiting for the day that he sit on the throne. Till then I'm stuck in my zone, staying focused on the day when he finally takes his home. Till then I'm prophesying to the dry bones. Till that day that I'm gone and Yah reveal what he has shown. That Yahweh is Elohim, is him and none alone.
Take a look at my soul. All I wanna do is go. There's nothing left of me of this horrid slavery. For hundred centuries, nothing left for you to hold. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. Live free. Yeah. Take a look at my soul. All I wanna do is go. There's nothing left of me of this horrid slavery. 400 centuries left for you to hold. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The mighty Yah, for Yahweh is righteous. Yahweh is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom. I am Ore Naphtali, here with you once again to bring you nothing but the truth. And what truth? The only truth. And that's Yahweh's truth. And who is this Yah? Who is this Yahweh? For Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the seas, and all that in them is. He is the orchestrator. He is the architect. He is the one that made light and darkness. He created good and evil. He gives life. He takes life. He's the creator. He's the almighty. He's the most high. And there is none besides him. He's the only one of his kind. The Almighty Creator. Hallelujah. It's a great pleasure, an honor, and a most blessed privilege that one can have, as I have this evening, to stand before you, to indulge in this great sacrifice, even the sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim. I am one of Yahweh's servants, and it's my pleasure to stand before you this night. Praise the mighty Yah. We're going to go ahead and finish off this week dealing with deliverance. Deliverance 5, 6, and 7. Praise the mighty Yah that I have time to make it through all the scriptures that I have prepared for you this evening. But we have a blessing and a treat, as you already been getting all week long. Praise the mighty Yah for his mercy and his truth, and how he has allowed his servants, his ministers that do his pleasure, to be in your midst, to bring forth his truth from his book, and be able to show you the signs, the wonders that's going on in this world. And yes, Yahweh is the creator. He is the architect. He is the one behind the full rotation of what's going on and what's going around. His hand is in all of it. There is nothing going up. There is nothing going down without the Creator, whose name is Yahweh. And so, yes, I praise Yahweh for the host and the spirit that he allowed to rest on our teachers, the ones that I teach with. I was inspired yet another week. Allow this week to go out without being a part of this great inspiration that comes from the word of the Almighty, dealing with his signs, dealing with his wonders from the past. He told us not to forget. He said, remember, I am Yah that brought you out of the land of Egypt. I'm Yahweh. I brought you out of the land of Egypt. Never forget that you were strangers in Egypt and how I delivered you and your children and your wives, your livestock, and brought you out of Egypt. And then to be able to connect Yahweh's signs from the past to the present to know Yahweh's signs. You have to know Yahweh's secrets to be able to do such a thing. And to see it unfold is just quite beautiful. Go with me to Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, so we can go ahead and start this program right from the word of the Almighty Yah. It says in Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, starting at verse 32, ask now of the days that are past. And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about the past and the present. And my teacher, who was also my father's teacher, Moray Ishaya, and also my brother's teacher, Moray Isha, and Moray Obadiah, Moray Elisha, taught us that a man that doesn't know his history is destined. We must know the past. We must know our history. Look what it says further. As now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that Elohim created man upon the earth, and as from one side of heaven even unto the other, whether there has been any such thing as this great thing is, or has ever even been heard like it. Did ever a people hear the voice of Elohim speaking out of the midst of fire, as thou hast heard and live? The Almighty sanctified them with this experience, and now this nation could proclaim that we the only one that has this experience. And with this kind of experience and exclusiveness, it makes us as a nation a wonder within itself. Because we could proclaim a wondrous thing that we heard the true and living Creator, who created the heavens, earth, seas, and all that in them is, Him, Himself, we heard His actual voice. We heard his thunderings. He showed us his mightiness. He put his fear, but hear the voice of Elohim speaking out of the midst of fire, as thou hast heard and live. For as has Elohim assayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation, by temptation, by signs, by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that Yahweh your Elohim did for you in Egypt before your eyes. So the Almighty said, listen, to go and take another nation from the midst of another nation, that's something mighty powers to do such a thing. And here it is, we know that Yahweh, during this time of Egypt, was not only separating his people and sanctifying his people, he was sanctifying his name, that his name may be in the earth. His praise can be in the earth. This was the whole reason, if you've been listening, the whole reason Pharaoh was raised up. Like Moray Ishaw beautifully pointed out, raised him up, shined him up, put the lights and cameras all on him, where the world can see his beauty, his strength, his glory. And it was exemplary. People wanted it. They liked it. They loved it, even until today. What did Yahweh do? He stripped it away in just a moment with wisdom, with pestilence, bugs, flies. But just take note, Yahweh did all this to sanctify his people and to sanctify his name. You know about Yah's name. The Almighty name is in the order of two. And we know why two, because two is when you begin to bring in establishment. I just didn't hear it once. It had to have been established. Let me make sure what I heard. There it go again. Now it's established, because I done heard it at least twice. And Yahweh name, it establishes. Anything Yahweh put his name on is because it's established now. But I want you to take note of something. And this is why we know Yahweh has to do this again. See, Yahweh did this already once. And he's telling you it's never been done. But we know, since this was all about his name, it must happen again. And so since this was the first, do you know what Yahweh always connect with the first? Let me show you real quick. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 41, look what it says. Starting at verse 4. Who have wrought and done it, calling generations from the beginning. How can you call a whole generation from the beginning? Before that generation even come about, before that generation is even born, thousands, hundreds of years before they even come about, Yahweh already calling them. He already know the names of children. He already know their destiny, what they going to do, the purpose they going to serve. He says, listen, who has wrought and done it, calling generations from the beginning? I, Yahweh, the first and with the last, I am he. The first and the last is always connected. And so this is why we're talking about Egypt. This is why we're talking about what Yahweh wrought for his people in Egypt. That was the very first captivity that the children of Israel experienced. And now the children of Israel is in their last captivity. Captivity number 7. And they're connected. This is why the Almighty told us in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Look what it says. And we have to go back to Deuteronomy 4 because you have to take note to something very important. And why the Almighty really, really did everything he did in Egypt. Yes, it was to sanctify his people. Yes, it was to sanctify his name. But Yahweh really wants you to get to a deeper understanding. That way you can get to the deepest parts of your soul and resonate with the fabric of you. Because that's where Yahweh won't. He won't to get down to the fabric of your soul. And that's why we got to get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing, but we got to get understanding. It got to hit home for us. What is Yahweh really trying to tell us? Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, what do it say in the 68th verse? And for those that are not familiar with Deuteronomy 28, you must read it. Deuteronomy 28 woke me up as a young man, showing all the blessings that Yahweh was sent upon his people when they obedient, and the curses when they're disobedient. And when you read these curses, it will spell out the African American. It will spell out all the so-called Africans that had to endure the worst slavery that has ever been recorded in the annals of history. The biggest slave trade that ever hit the market. All four corners of the earth got in on this trade. But look what it says. Yahweh shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships this time, by the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again, and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies. For what? For bondmen and for bond women, or slave men or slave women, and no man shall buy you. And of course, in the scriptures, this is saying redeem you. And when you redeem something, it's in a sense of buying. You redeem it, and you take it with you away from where it was. Now it's with you, it's going off with you. And what this scripture is saying, no man is going to be able to buy you out of this situation. You're going to be sold for slaves. And there will be no redemption. There will be no saving. There will be no buying. There's not enough money in the world that will be able to save you out of this. Marcus Garvey tried it and failed. Marcus Gaddafi tried it and failed. And it's been several princes with billions of dollars. They've tried to help and send money and buy a little relief for the African Americans in this North country. But every time, it's been rejected. But yes, Yahweh said, I'm going to send you into Egypt again. Now, he wasn't talking about the form of Egypt. He said, no, I'm going to send you into Egypt again, the house of bondage again. And he called this place Egypt because it serves the same purpose as the past Egypt. And what was the purpose of past Egypt? If you've been listening and learning, Pharaoh was Egypt. And why did he raise him up? Why did he raise that kingdom up and have this Pharaoh as the face of the kingdom? But so he can show his power and so he can get his fame and name in the earth and sanctify his people. And here it is once again. The Almighty is coming back and he's about to reclaim his fame in this earth. Look what it says in Jeremiah, the 14th chapter. Excuse me, the 16th chapter. He's coming back. And not only he's going to sanctify his name once again, he's going to set his name apart from all your idols, all your felonious and false gods. He's taking his name away from all of that, because his name is the only name that you can put the Most High on, the Almighty, the Creator. Jeremiah, the 16th chapter, look what it says about the past and present Egypt. It says, starting at 10th verse, therefore will I cast you out of this land, into a land that ye know not, neither ye nor your fathers, and there shall ye serve other gods day and night, where I will show you, where I will not show you favor. See, favor is only coming from one place. Promotion only come from one place. Mercy and truth only come from one place. You think it's men that favor you? No, it's Yahweh that favors. All our blessings come from the Almighty. He says, therefore, behold, the days come, says Yah, that it shall no more be said, Yahweh liveth that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. And that's Yahweh's name. That's his fame to proclaim. I'm Yah that brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. Yes, that's me. The one that put the staff in Moses' hands. The one that gave Moses the power to split the Red Sea so that the children of Israel, by the hundreds of thousands, can walk over dry shod. Yes, that's me that swallowed up the Egyptian army. That's me. I brought these children up out of the land of Egypt. But it's no longer going to be said this. Let's get to the end now. But Yahweh liveth that brought up the children from the land of the north. And where are we, people? We in North America. And what is North America? The modern day Egypt. City of lights. All the cameras, all the lights, all the glory is looking at America. It's looking at the North country. Not South America. You got a lot of people don't even know it's a South America. You got two Americas in the world. One is South and one is North. And the one that gets all the fame and glory, the one that stands out, is North America. The United States. These 50 states that we live in this day. But Yahweh said, listen, now what's about to be said, Yah lives. He indeed lives. That brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands where he had driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. And how you think he's going to do it? He's going to do it just like he did it in the time of Egypt. Ancient Egypt. Temptations, signs, wonders, war, mighty hand, stretched out arm, and terrors. This is how Yahweh does business. This is what he do. Let's go back. And before I go back, let's read a couple more of these verses. Behold, I will send for many fishers, says Yah. They shall fish them. And after will I send for many hunters. And they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill and out of the holes of the rocks. For my eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face. Yahweh see everything. This is why it's like, man, we got to get it together. Yahweh looking. He says, neither is their iniquity hid from my eyes. And first, pay attention, I will recompense their iniquity and their sin double. This coming double. Yahweh said first, yes, I'm going to bring the children of Israel about that north country. I'm going to bring the children of Israel about all the lands I've driven them to. And I'm going to bring them back to their own land that I promised to their fathers and to them. They're going to get it. But first, I'm going to recompense their sins. I'm going to recompense the foolishness. Double. You ever heard double trouble? It's one thing to be in trouble, but double trouble? But listen, yes. We know that we don't believe in the Almighty. We don't believe in Yahweh, the Creator, the one that gave commandments to Moses and laws to Moses and said, y'all are chosen, walk in my ways. Y'all my people, I'm your Elohim, you're my seeds, my sons and daughters. Now, serve me. We don't believe in the Almighty. We don't want to serve him. And so, yes, the Almighty must recompense every man according to his ways. It says, because they have defiled my land, they have filled my inheritance with the carcasses of the detestable things and abominable things. Oh, y'all, my strength and my fortress, my refuge in the day of affliction. The Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers has inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. And here it is. That's how you know we don't believe in the Almighty. The Most High is already tempting us. He's already showing signs, and he's already doing wondrous things in the earth, and he's causing the war to arouse up. And we still don't want to do nothing but vanity. We still want to spin our wheels in the mud and it's pure vanity. That's why the scriptures say, how long, you simple ones, gonna love simplicity and seek out the vanity? See, the simple ones are simple-minded, which means they know nothing. They have no knowledge. And so Yahweh is making excuses for you that you don't know. But how long are you going to not know? How you just going to never pay attention? You never going to be mindful? You just not going to learn? And for the life of me, even myself had to slap myself in the thigh. Like, man, it shouldn't have took me this long to learn such a thing. And it takes us too long to learn things because we're too caught up in vanity and we refuse to humble ourselves. Excuse me. Shall a man make deities unto himself? They are no deities. Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know. And that's what Yahweh is really coming back. That's why he came to Egypt. Ancient Egypt. This is why he's about to come back in modern Egypt. I want them to know. I will cause them to know my hand and my might. And they shall know that my name is Yahweh. My name ain't Jehovah. My name ain't Yaka Walla. My name ain't none of these names y'all calling me. My name is Yahweh, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. My name ain't Yahweh, Yahseh. My name ain't none of this. My name is Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel. And he's coming back to get his name and his fame. Let me show you this. Go back to Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. The people will tell you it don't even matter what the Almighty, it don't matter what the Almighty name is. This is how you know Yahweh, it's time for y'all to come back. It's time for Yahweh to come back. Matter of fact, we're going to read Deuteronomy 4, but I want you to see this in Psalms 119 real quick. And I believe what this is. In verse 126 of Psalms 119, it is time for Yahweh. Oh, yes, it is. For they have made void thy law. Who is they? Everybody. That's who they is. Everybody has made void the Almighty's laws. The Gentiles, heathens, the Israelites, everybody has made void the law of the Almighty Yah. And it's time for him to come back and work. Look what it says. I want you to see this in Deuteronomy 4 so you can really get an understanding of the rest of these scriptures I'm about to lay on you this evening. Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. Look what it says. We're going to read Deuteronomy 4 and 34 first, and then we're going to read 35. Pay attention. Has Elohim essayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation by temptation, signs, wonders, war, and by a mighty hand and stretched out arm and great terrors? And see, y'all ain't ready for them terrors when they come. You think things is terrible now? When people still out in the streets unhumble? People still ain't trembling? People still acting a fool? No. Yahweh's terrors ain't even came yet. According to all that Yahweh Elohim did for you in Egypt before your while, all you got to do is read the story of Egypt and see how they was acting. And see how their pride was lifted up when all these crazy things going on. You'd have thought they'd have got it by time the second, third sign. And Yahweh had to go all the way to 7, 8, 9, and 10 on them. But look what it says. The 35th verse. This is where I want you to really pay close attention to. Unto thee it was showed that thou mightest know that Yahweh, he is Elohim. There is none else beside him. Yahweh is not about to keep sitting around and people, especially his own sons and daughters, his chosen people, but let alone them, but the whole world sit around and think that there's something else controlling this earth. There's something else that's worthy of any kind of praise when it comes to all this great glory and goodness that's in our midst, that's around us. Yahweh said, listen, but I want you to know, O Israel, I came in Egypt to show you that I'm Elohim. There is none else beside me. Out of heaven, he made thee to hear his voice, not nobody else, you, that he might instruct thee, and upon earth he showed thee his great fire, and thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. So how come you don't want to serve the Almighty? How come you don't believe in the Almighty? This is what Yahweh is fighting for. He's fighting for us to believe in him. I want you to know then I am the Elohim. I'm the Almighty. What I got to do? Come down and rain fire from heaven? I did that. What I got to do? Separate a whole ocean? I did that. Redeem you and lead you through a whole great and terrible wilderness? I did that. What else I got to do to show you that I'm the Almighty Elohim? There's none besides me. There's nothing too hard for me. Why don't you believe in me? And you want to serve and believe in everything else. It says, and because he loved your father, therefore he chose their seed after them and brought thee out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt to drive out a nation from before thee that's greater and mightier than thou. And yes, we in this nation right now, are they greater than us? Yes, they are. Are they mightier than us? Yes, they are. There's nothing we can do with this man but run in the streets and loot and break in stores and ain't really doing nothing but showing the Almighty that you don't believe in him. You don't know him. But Yahweh said, listen, I did it once so you can know me, and I'm going to do it again. This time I'm going to establish it. It's going to be set this time. When I come back with my mighty hand, my stretched out arm, and my great terrors, it's going to be set and established officially this time. Because now it's been done twice that I have to come to this earth and proclaim my name and get me my fame. Driving out these nations mightier and greater than thou art to bring thee in to give thee their land for an inheritance as it is this day. Know therefore this day and consider it in your heart that Yah, he is Elohim in heaven above. That's him. He's up there looking down upon us. And upon the earth beneath, there is none else, people. There is none else. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes, his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with your children after thee. Don't you want it to go well with your children after you? That thou mayest prolong your days upon the earth, which Yahweh the Elohim giveth thee forever. Why we don't want to believe in the Almighty and serve him? Look what he says in Exodus, the 10th chapter. I'm talking to some family members. I'm talking to my mom, my grandma. I'm talking to people I know don't know the Almighty. They refuse to know the Almighty. They don't want to know the Almighty. Because to get to know the Almighty, now I gotta do things the way he wants me to do things. I gotta live the way he wants me to live. I gotta start making certain sacrifices that I don't wanna make them sacrifices. But all this going on right in their face, temptations and signs and wonders, and they still, they won't even fix their lips to say, man, at least if I heard them say, man, God working. The people that don't know the Almighty, really know the Almighty, they call him God. Can't know the Almighty calling him God. That's just a sign you don't know him, but it's not an insult because it's a lot of things we don't know. We just don't know. But it's okay. You don't know. Call him God. Because we know in our mind, God just means, man, that's the most high. That's the higher power. But the more you get knowledge, you will learn that our people didn't call the Almighty God. Dog spelled backwards. That ain't what we call the Almighty. Just call him the Most High, the Almighty. What's this God? But either way, if I heard him at least say, man, the hand of the Almighty, the hand of God is,
Now, they don't even want to give the Almighty no credit. It's like people just literally, they fake religious, they fake believe in the Almighty, and they really believe more in science. They atheists. They don't believe that the hand of the Almighty is working. And this is why Yahweh is coming back to work in this earth. He's coming back for the believers, those that do believe in him, and the non-believers don't believe in him. And if you ain't a believer by now, trust and believe this. You're going to be a believer. These lies, oh, you're going to see all the lies. You're going to know the truth. Look what it says in Exodus, the 10th chapter. The first verse says, Yahweh said unto Moses, go in unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I may show these my signs before him. And why else, y'all? That thou mayest tell in the ears of your son and your son's son what things I've wrought in Egypt, my signs which I have done among them. And why? That ye may know how that I am Yahweh. I did all this so you can know I'm Yah. I'm Yahweh. I'm the Almighty. There is none else. Don't look to nowhere else for any promotions. Don't look to nowhere else for rain and blessings, prosperity, the abundance of all things. You look to me because there is none else. Ain't no sense of wishing upon a star. I made the stars. You wishing, you praying, you hoping, let it be in me. And you have to tell your children, your sons, about what I did so they can know I'm Yah. And what type of power I will come to this earth and bring on their behalf. Because I did it on their behalf. Just so you can tell them stories from generation to generation about what I did. Because guess what? I'm going to do it again. This is my name. I must do it again. I must establish it. Look what he says in the book of Psalm 78. Yahweh wants us to know that he's Yahweh. He's mighty and powerful. And he loves his people. And right now, his people is the center of attention. But little do people know, we always been the center of attention. Even if it gets so bad for us, we in the center of attention. It get real good for us. We at the center of attention. I wanted to make sure I read everything I needed to in there. Third verse, Exodus 10 and 3. And Moses and Aaron came in unto Pharaoh, said unto him, thus says Yahweh Elohim of the Hebrews, how long wilt thou refuse to humble yourself before me? And this is the same question for all of us. How long are you going to refuse to humble yourself before the Almighty? Just humble yourself. You might feel hypocritical that, man, now I'm humbling myself because things are getting bad. Hey, do what you got to do. Better now than never. In the book of Psalm 78, and it says, first verse, give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of Yah, his strength, his wonderful works that he has done. He established a testimony in Yaakov, He appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children. And why? It lets you know in the sixth verse that the generations to come might know them, know these wonders and works, and what Yahweh would do on the behalf of his children, his sons and daughters, his servants. He would come to this earth and do mighty and terrible things. He says that they might, that the generation to come might know them, even the children, what should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in Elohim and not forget the works of Elohim, but keep his commandments. Don't forget his works. And that they might not be as their fathers, a stubborn, rebellious generation, a generation that set not their hope, a generation that set not their heart aright. Just refuse to set your heart aright. No matter what's going on, you still don't want to set your heart aright. You still don't want to make the right moves. You still don't want to make the right decisions. And why not? Because you refuse. No matter what, you just refuse to humble yourself. Because at the end of the day, it ain't about y'all. It ain't about family. It ain't about nobody but myself. It's about the imagination of my own heart. But I thought Yahweh said, forsake your thoughts. I don't want to forsake my thoughts. I thought Yahweh said, forsake your own ways. I don't want to forsake my own ways. Oh, so you just a rebel. Well, you call it what you want. Well, you're a rebel. And you know what Yahweh said? Rebelliousness is as the sin of witchcraft. So in other words, you're just a witch. You're a witch with a bunch of craftiness up your sleeves. Sagaciousness. Fakeness. The truth ain't in you. You ain't sincere. It's all a facade. Because the proof is in the pudding. And Yahweh said, where there is no changes, there is no fear. And here it is, Yahweh doing work in the earth to put fear before your face. And you still have no changes? You still stuck on simplicity? Simpleness? That they might not be as their fathers, a stubborn, rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with Elohim. Yahweh has done great things in his earth, and he's promised us he's coming back to do great things again, to take a nation from the midst of another nation. By signs, temptation, signs, wonders, and war, a mighty hand is stretched out on. So sit back. You're already seeing it. You don't understand it, but you're seeing it. Look what it says in the book of Malachi. And excuse me, I believe that's in the book of Daniel. Scripture I'm looking for. Daniel, the 12th chapter. Look what it reads. For yes, you will. You've seen the temptations. It's been in your face. You've seen signs. It's been in your face. But yes, Yahweh said you're blind. As a matter of fact, before you hold your page at Daniel 12, we're going there next. Let's go on over to Isaiah 42. And look what the Almighty says. And this will connect good with Daniel 12. Isaiah 42, Verse 18 says, "Hear, ye deaf." I want you to hear even though you really can't hear. "Look, ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant? And deaf is my messenger that I sent. Who is blind as he that is perfect and blind as Yah's servant? Seeing many things, but thou observest not. Opening the ears, but he heareth not. And there is no people that's more blind and deaf than us." You don't even hear and know that you've been plagued the most. You've been cursed the most. What is it going to take for this people to stop talking about voting? What is it going to take for these people to realize voting is another form of witchcraft? Because that ain't nothing but rebelliousness against the Almighty. That ain't doing nothing but showing the Almighty that you don't believe in him. You refuse to believe in him. You refuse to acknowledge him. He raised Daniel up just to show the earth, I rule in the kingdom of men. Sent his servant to Nebuchadnezzar. And by the way, ancient Babylon. This is also called modern day Babylon, the daughter of Babylon, because the great glory that once was is here again. Beast and the last beast, the first great empire that ruled the whole earth, which was ancient Babylon, now the last empire that rules the whole earth. Modern Babylon. And Yahweh's going to show he rules in the kingdom, just like he showed in Egypt. He rules. Read this further. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, just trapped up in so much vanity and foolishness. They hid in prison houses, and they fall prey. Because the people see their lustful ways. They see their drug. They see their addiction. They see their weakness. So they fall prey and there's none that delivers. They fall spoil you and none says restore. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear from the time to come? Then listen, who gave Yaakov for a spoil in Israel to the robbers? Did not Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient to his law. And pay attention to the 25th verse. Therefore he has poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle. And it has set him on fire round about, yet he knew it not. And it burned him. Yet he laid it not to heart. And so it don't matter how much Yahweh is burning the people, plaguing the people, they still refuse to believe in the Almighty. They still refuse to acknowledge his hand. Now look at Daniel the 12th chapter. Why don't we want to believe in Yah, the Creator? The one that's just full of goodness, mercies, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth. Why don't we want to serve him and just get our blessings from him? Get low, get humble, allow him to just raise you up and mount you up. Why we don't want to do this? Daniel 12th chapter, verse 1. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. What is going on here? It sounds like the time we're in now. We ain't that, and we've been here 400 years, and every state is rioting. Every state is protesting. And this thing done kindled across the whole world. A plague done went through and kindled across the whole. We ain't never seen nothing like this. This is a time like never before. And at the same time, you hear about locusts eating stuff up. You hear about hornets killing people. This sounds like the same time as Egypt, when Yahweh began to do miracles and wonders in the earth that has never been done. Look what it says. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to everlasting shame and contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. And that's the goal. Ain't you trying to be a star that lives forever, that shines forever? Its light never go off. Ain't worried about no light bill. Ain't worried about getting blown out. It's just going to shine forever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side and on the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand, his left hand unto heaven, held them both up, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half. And when he shall accomplish to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And see, our people still got power to this day. They have power within their pride. They have power within their arrogancy. They have power within what they put their trust in. See, they put their trust in the system. They put their trust in the governments. And as long as this government is standing at all, feel some light that they feel like they can see at the end of the tunnel. And things ain't going to fall completely down. And we still got hope alive that things is going to get back up. When has it ever been up for our people? Just because we got some NBA players and some people that came out of our nation that make a little money. Look at the masses. Look at the big picture of our people. The conditions we live in. And then you got innocent men. Every week, every 2 weeks, every month, just getting killed. And now you ride in the streets this time. Now you ride in the streets again. When you gonna realize this rioting ain't doing nothing? He said, "Well, we just gotta go ride harder." Okay, so you wanna really get the beast up on you, the big bad beast. You really wanna get the man up on you. Look what it says. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my master, what shall be the end of these things? He said, go your way, Daniel. See, he can't understand these things because he's not living in that time. Like we are. We living in this time. And so I can talk about the power of the people today and how they still empowered and thinking that things is going to be cool because they comfortable with being a slave. They cool with eating chillings. They cool with oppression. They okay with thousands of people dying. That's okay, as long as it ain't me dying. And so, no, they want to get back to the normal life of living on these dirty streets, drinking a beer inside a bag, just living eating the worst quality foods. We cool with this life. Working these 40 hours a week, 80 hours a week for $10 an hour. Killing ourselves. Look what it says. See, we can talk about these things today. It says, go your way, Daniel. The words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried. And that's that furnace of affliction that Yahweh is talking about. Because the righteous, when they go through the temptation, they're going to learn something and they're going to pass the test. When they see the signs, they're going to learn something and pass that test. And when they see the wonders, they're going to learn some more. And when they see the war, they're going to learn some more. And all this learning and all this process of walking with the Almighty while all these things is going on, it don't do nothing but purify them in their spirit and heart. Where they get to the point where it's like, man, my work is with my Almighty. My work is with my Elohim. What the heck I want to go out here and keep working for the man folk? What I want to work for my enemy for? I need to just be serving the Almighty. The handwriting is on the wall for him. What I want to be on a boat still serving dishes for when the boat is sinking? Why I want to be sitting here playing some music, tap dancing for the people in the boat going down? I'm trying to get up off this ship. But no, some of our people, no, the boat ain't going to go down. Just stay still. Let's keep serving. Let's keep cleaning these tables off. We got a check to get at the end of the week. No, it's going down. Don't you see that? Can't you hear it? Can't you smell it? But no, this is a blind and deaf. Simple. You know what? I don't even care. I'm the boat going down. I love the boat. I love my enemy. I'm going down with them. Because ain't no way I'm about to serve the Almighty and walk humbly with him and his people. Look what it says. And then I want to go to another scripture before we get out of here that I must read tonight. Many shall be purified, made white, tried. But the wicked, they shall just do wickedly. None of the wicked shall understand, but the wise, they're going to understand. They're going to understand everything that's going on. They're going to understand all the temptations and the signs, the wonders. They understand that, yeah, we are at war. They understand that, listen, me going out here in these streets, busting their windows, and standing on these streets, lifting up a tumultuous sound, I understand that that ain't about to do jack. It accomplishes nothing. And even some of our brothers and sisters, that, and y'all bless their heart because they just trying to figure out a way that we got to do something to be heard. So let's boycott, let's interrupt their system, man, because this man is about money, and we need to touch him at his money. People, you're trying to be heard by the wrong one. We don't bump the government hearing us. They ain't never heard us. They never will hear us. They don't want to hear us. Shut up, slave. Sit down. And do what you told, boy. Son, what are you doing talking to me? Look down when you talk to me. They don't want to hear you. So we can be heard, so the system can hear us. We need a voice in the streets. We need a voice up there in the political chambers. We need a voice in here and there so they can hear us. We're not being heard. The only one that we should want to hear us is the Creator, the Almighty, the Most High. That's the only one we should want to hear us. He's the only one that can save. He's the only one that can take this big bully and treat him like a peep squeak He's the only one. But we want to go through all the channels to be heard by who? Not Yah. You want to boycott? You want to, whatever you want to do. We're just trying to be heard by the Almighty. If you really believe in Yah, and Yahweh said, listen, I want you to believe in me. Matter of fact, go to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. This is what this is all about. This is why we got to even be in captivity. Because we didn't believe the Almighty then. We still don't believe the Almighty now. Isaiah 43, verse 10 says, excuse me, 10 says, ye are my witnesses, says Yah, my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me. Because that's what I did in Egypt. This is why I have done everything I've done. I want you to know me. I want you to know my name. I want you to know who I am. I'm the Almighty. I'm the Creator of the heavens, the earth, the seas, and all that in them is, and there is none beside me. He said, I want you to know and believe me and understand that I am he, and besides me, there is no Elohim formed. And guess what? Neither shall there be after me. There is no other God coming. There is no other creator. He's the first and with the last. He said, I am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared, I've saved, I've showed, when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says Yah, that I am Elohim. You my witnesses. You seen what I did to Egypt. You seen how I led you through a mighty and terrible wilderness. But people want to prove their points. They'll tell you, man, what about this Abib? We that rebellious. We say, well, what about the Abib? There wasn't no Abib in the wilderness. Oh, man, it's all kind of life that grows in the desert. Yahweh said this was a waste, howling desert where there's nothing. It was mighty and terrible desert we went through. Well, no, you got cactuses. Cactus? We don't want from a bee to the cactus? To prove what? A lie? No. Why must we rebel against the Almighty? There's none beside him. So ain't no sense of lying. Ain't no sense of trying to mount yourself up. Ain't no sense of trying to promote yourself. Humble yourself. Now, go with me to 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. And you've seen the scripture pointed out this week by Moriah Shire. And I'm going to go to it again because it's relevant. For the scripture says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he that keeps the law. And yes, you happy when you got vision. You happy when you can see. To be blind and you can't see, you groping in the dark, you lost in the sauce, it's the most frustrating life to live. That's why I said, man, a blind gropeth in the noonday as if it was night. Then he gropeth in the night as if it was the known day. So he's just groping all the time. Because it's frustrating when you can't even see the great goodness and glories of the Almighty. And yes, perfect vision. They call it 2020. You think that's a coincidence when Yahweh is the ruler in the kingdom of men? You don't think he's that wise to make everything connect some kind of way? You don't even realize how many connecting parts Yahweh got going on. It'll just blow your mind away. Look what it says, 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. They arose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood up and said, "Hear me, O Yehuda, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in Yahweh your Elohim." This is all we're trying to get you to do. This is all the servants of Yah are trying to get the world to do, especially the children of Israel. Believe in your Elohim, and this is when you will be established. And you can't believe in Elohim without believing in his prophets, his servants, his messengers. This is how you know the people don't believe in the Almighty. "What mean ye to speak against my Moses servant?" I know what you mean. You don't believe in me. You done forgot that quick about my works? You done forgot that quick about me? And you gonna arouse yourself up against my servant, my son, my daughter, my jewels, my house, my garden, my weapons, my praise, my glory? This is all mine. And everybody seems to be forgetting about me, says Yahweh. We done forgot Yahweh days without number. You got people that don't even want to know the Almighty. Don't even want to know. "Believe in Elohim, ye shall be established. Believe in his prophets, ye shall prosper." You're going to prosper if you believe. And if you're not a believer by now, just stick around long enough for the Yahweh's mighty hand. He's going to show his hand, his stretched out arm. You're going to see that arm. His terrors, you're going to see it. You're going to feel it. And Yahweh's going to let everybody know, it's me. It's not 5G. It's me. It's not the government. It's not the mark of the beast. It's not some kind of scheme and witchcraft the Pope and his cronies have done behind the scenes. It's not no mystical magicians back there. This is not the Illuminati. This is nobody but me. I'm the one that made the world go around. I'm the one that made the world go up. I'm the one that make it go down. I'm the one that make the sun go up. I'm the one that make the sun go down. It's all Yahweh. Hallelujah. We still got a few more minutes. Let's go to Deuteronomy, the first chapter. Believe in Yah. Believe in his servants. Tell you that, well, Yahweh don't have no servants in the earth today. So in other words, Yahweh ain't doing no work in the earth. Yahweh is just sitting around doing nothing right now in this earth. He don't have no men, children, manipulating nothing going on. He's just totally absent. He has his hand upon nobody to work righteousness in this earth, to bring truth within his earth. You know what? If Yahweh had done that, where he just is nobody left, he said he'd have been destroyed this place. Let me show you Deuteronomy, the first chapter. Look what it says. Starting at the 7th verse. "Turn you and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorite, and unto all the places nigh thereunto in the plain, in the hills, and in the vale in the south, and by the sea to the land of the Canaanites, unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which Yahweh sware unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. And I spake unto you at that time, saying, I'm not able to bear you myself alone. Yahweh Elohim has multiplied you, and behold, you are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. And Yahweh Elohim of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he has promised you. How can I myself alone bear your cumbrance, your burden, your strife? Take you wise men and understanding known among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you. And ye answered me and said, the thing which thou hast spoken is good for us to do. So I took the chief of your tribes. And let's skip down for time purposes. The 19th verse, and when we departed from Horeb, went through all that great and terrible wilderness, which ye saw by the way of the mountain of the Amorite, as Yahweh our Elohim commanded us, and we came to Kadesh Barnea. And I said unto you, ye are come unto the mountain of the Amorites, which Yahweh our Elohim does give unto us. He's already given it to you. He told you that I gave this to you. Behold, Yahweh the Elohim has set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as Yahweh Elohim of thy fathers has said unto thee, fear not, neither be discouraged. And that's the two words you always want to remember serving the Almighty. When Yahweh give you his words and you know his words and you trust in him, then go in the strength of the Almighty. At the point Yahweh tell you, don't be discouraged and don't be dismayed. Follow what he says. And he says, and you came near unto me, everyone, and said, we will send men before us. The sand, 23rd verse, and the sand pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe, and they turned and went up into the mountain and came unto the valley of Eshcol and searched it out. They took of the fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down unto us and brought us word again and said, it is a good land which Yahweh Elohim does give us. Notwithstanding, ye will not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of Yahweh your Elohim. Ye murmured in your tents and said, because Yah hated us, he has brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Whither shall we go up? Our brethren has discouraged our hearts, saying, this people is greater, taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there. Then I said unto you, dread not, neither be afraid of them. Yahweh, your Elohim, which go before you, he shall fight for you according to all that he did for you in Egypt. Don't forget Egypt before your eyes. And in the wilderness, where thou hast seen how Yahweh the Elohim bear thee as a man does bear his own son. Ain't no way you can lead millions of people through this kind of desert and drought. It ain't enough cactuses in the world that's going to get you through that. He says, in all the way that ye went until you came to this place, yet in this thing ye did not believe Yahweh your Elohim. He could have talked to them people till he was blue in the face and showed them and told them, Yahweh is he, I'm his servant. Don't you remember? I'm Moses, the one that's been carrying his staff, leading y'all as a shepherd in a flock. You seen what Yahweh had me do on this earth? I've never told you a lie. None of my words have failed or dropped. And I'm telling you, this land is given to you. Yahweh is about to fight for you. And they still didn't believe. And you think the servants of the Almighty, the true servants, you think they're going to be afraid of modern Egypt? You think they're going to be afraid of modern Babylon? The big, bad, bully beast? The dreadful beast? The true servants didn't fear Egypt. The true servants didn't fear Babylon. And they ain't going to fear him today. The only one we fear is Yahweh. And this is why we believe in him. And we know with confidence, as long as we remember the Almighty, that he's our Father. He's our King. And we are his sons. We are his and daughters, and we are his servants. And we wake up with that on our mind. And the things that we do is in a choice to please him, not trying to go about our day in our own way and working and doing all this. But really ain't the work that the Almighty's pleased with. As long as we wake up with that on the mind, we're going to be good. Because Yahweh has already shown us. I showed you these signs and wonders so you can know I'm Yah, Yo Elohim. And there is no difference between the past and the present. I'm still Yah, your Elohim. So I praise the mighty Yah. And the last scripture I will close out with is in the book of Hosea, the 4th chapter, verse 1. Hear the word of Yahweh, ye children of Israel. For Yahweh has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. Talking about the people. Because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of Elohim in the land, within the people. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. So Yahweh has a controversy, and we have told you this time and time after still telling you. He has a controversy. We got to start being in tune with the Almighty. Because if you're not a man of truth, a man that's about the knowledge of Elohim, a man that's about mercy and investing in that basket, those three things, then Yahweh got a controversy with you. And who in their right mind want to be in controversy with the Almighty, the Creator? A controversy with the Almighty? That's the worst place to be in. Praise the mighty Yah for this great opportunity to bring forth his words of truth, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from his words, his book. I love the Almighty, and I know that you're tuning in tonight because you love him as well. We will be back with you at Nothing But the Truth. Until then, may Yahweh bless you. Shalom, shalom. Hallelujah.
Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Yo, Yah come in the volume of the book. His word is light, so we got the killer shook. Wisdom was in the chief places from the beginning.
to enlighten the sons of men. But the fighting among twins ushered in sin, and brothers been beefing ever since. Y'all come in the volume of the book by the truth and sell it not. So we got these robbers out here shook. Understanding is departing from evil. He flooded the earth once, and there'll be no sequel. But the fire next time. That's why I'm the messenger refined in the fire of affliction. Opening your eyes to the foolish ways and the devil's contradiction. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the stream. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the stream. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim.
I praise John Summer and winter season, and dismiss the statues with all body seasons. Give me the reason to call them out. Only misleading and treasons. A man's heart that was given to these beastless. No, we're not even back to seeking the heart of Yah. Seven is what he requires for the draw silver to be polished by fire. Constantly led by my Elohim, who visits messages through visions over dreams. Slaves that were formerly your king will one day rise and seek the purpose of their being. They're filling this serene. The Israel is the prince who has power with Elohim and man. And no longer do we advance to realize the reaching of the stars upon the shoulder of promotion coming by Yah, who can take it thus far. Give him how you die, not a lot to the Almighty Yah.
Let the judgment run down like the waters, in the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, in the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim.
Hallelujah. Singing to Allah.